Ectocast.
Welcome to the Ectocast, a Ghostbusters RPG actual play podcast.
After clearing that haunted house, they will definitely need therapy. Do we have a doctor in the house? As the saying goes, when one adventure closes, another one opens up. I wonder what sort of trouble Ed and the Edites will get into this time.
Like, I fully intend on leaving.
Can I bump
my
up my
cool
brains?
At one, yeah. My other ones are like 9.
Yeah.
Once I'm gonna
like, they're
my
all
brains.
Gonna be at 9, and once my cool's gonna be at 1.
I think once I hit double digits with the bonus, I'm maybe then I'll look into doing muscle. Brains will definitely always stay at a 1. Ed's too dumb to learn things.
And in all honesty, if Ed did bump his brains up, I would still treat you the same way.
Yeah,
I
it wouldn't
you
make
now.
Any difference.
Like, he would be like, oh, look who thinks he's smart now.
It's like, have you guys seen the Always Sunny episode? You guys watch It's Always Sunny ever?
Oh, yeah.
When,
I love that episode.
When Charlie, when they have the experiment on Charlie and Charlie thinks he's a genius.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly.
God, that's so good.
Yeah.
That was so good. What a good show.
Yeah, it's like, dumb college lady can't even make I smarter. It's
can't
like,
even make I smart. He starts laughing at her.
I'll just start calling you Algernon.
She won't get it.
I don't, yeah.
I get it.
I didn't read it. Sorry.
That is such a sad...
You would probably just
it really
is.
But that's what I really like about the bonus thing. It's just like, I have a 1 in brains. But if we're talking about bureaucracy, I have a 4.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So I know one thing very well, and that's it.
Women
and bureaucracy. So
bureaucracy.
Red tape. Yeah.
I feel like they're both the same.
I know how to like cut it and also how to play with it.
I enjoyed once again you saying, I'm going to use bureaucracy on the kids. I'm like,
yeah.
You're right ahead, dude.
I'm like, whatever. I had the minus 1 anyway, so I had to roll something that would maybe mitigate it. And just like, nah, why not?
Totally, but it was just like, it was funny.
All right, and I sent Ben a PDF with the prices per ghost catch. Cotsed.
Oh, fuck.
Catched.
I it out.
I did look it up.
Balls.
Question. Are those... Do you know if those have been updated since 84?
Yeah.
Those are supposed to be like 2018 prices?
Probably.
Then we have to add like 16% for future inflation.
16% seems a little optimistic.
No, that seems pretty accurate, actually. I've done
it's,
recent games.
It's like it's roughly 2% per year for the next 6 years.
Yeah.
I agree.
Just saying.
And you didn't bring it, so.
I know.
That was one of the few things I didn't print off.
So I got a GMT 3x14-inch box. So 3 inches deep. And I had to make up a box wrap, so it's one big sticker goes on. It's beautiful.
Pretty. Wait, he can make stickers? Can I send you a picture?
Don't trust her. She's trying to trick you.
It's of an eye.
The brown one.
I just never... No.
Here's your starfish stickers. I don't know why you wanted them. Everywhere I look, it's winking at me.
You're being so creepy.
It's pretty good.
That's forever in the recording now. Except when I went to print all these and the thing was just dumping pages on the floor. I'm like, oh. Disgustingly anal.
Don't.
So,
I am only about
starfish.
Weird things. Not my house.
Yep. So we just learned Kevin's the starfish.
Well, this is
by
how
the
you
way,
get
I
nicknames.
Started recording like 15 minutes.
Fuck you, yeah. Fuck you.
Something
so,
tells me he's not
done.
Just going to blanket delete
that's
this
the
one.
Recording light.
Oh.
Everything else is the mic is working light.
So I'm assuming we're going by these numbers right here because I don't quite know how to...
classify them?
I can't read.
Right. Okay. Oh, sorry. So we've got the on-site inspection here.
Let's just. Do you want a copy of it?
That's the inspection. So that's
on-site inspection. I'm assuming that's us going into the building like we did.
Yeah. So no, if you guys don't scan it and figure out what class the ghost is,
okay,
I'm gonna penalize you by giving you the cheapest.
I was scanning,
wasn't
I?
That's fine.
You were not.
She was using her Pika email the entire time because she kept saying it's off the charts, it's off the charts, off the charts.
Yep.
I have recording proof. Yeah.
If you don't specifically tell me you're scanning it.
Okay.
But for that one, I was just gonna tell you guys what that one was and give you the money for it.
We should have gotten $9,000 because it's 500 for the on-site inspection. First entity is $4,000. Each additional is 1,000, so we got three others. So two kids and
Philip.
Thank you. So that's that, and then a storage one-time fee of $1,500. Now, is that storage fee per ghost or
definitely should be?
Probably. Yeah.
Just because it just says one-time fee.
So. What was the storage fee again?
$1,500.
So it should be.
It's probably per
ghost.
I would assume per ghost. Yeah.
They don't need to know that we're laying the kids out. So
times four. I'm just okay. So that's actually four
They're
of them.
Part of the Henley.
So
and the sure one you just thing, said laying the kids out.
The one he thing did. I liked about that was the amount you charge per ghost is divided out between social classes as well.
Yes, I did. I do like that.
Yeah.
So actually, that's 13,500. Is what we came back.
13,000.
13,500.
Wow.
So I'm.
That's like what? Like 2 weeks rent.
Like, well, the containment unit does cost a lot to manage and run.
I was going to say that and probably insurance.
You draw a lot of power. There's insurance. You still have to pay Jose.
Wait,
you have
hotel. We pay him?
Yeah.
I thought we give him a home.
No, he's not just slave labor. That's only for the real Jose.
Servant, sir.
You heard that, Jose.
I told Jose. I sent him these. I don't think he's listening to them.
Though. Oh. Because
he's a bitch. You hear that, Jose? You're a bitch.
And he's going to cry when he hears our sweet voices.
Yeah, he will. No, he won't.
Might as well stick with the 10.
10!
10 brownie points, unless anybody has...
On top of what I had written down?
Wait, yeah, we're 10 for the ghosts you caught last
Neat.
Night.
Okay,
cool.
25.
Unique New York.
Did anybody do their...
Yeah.
I don't think that works.
Oh, the red is...
It's a wet erase.
Lick
there
it
you go.
Before you stick it.
It's your microphone. Do what you want, man.
Well, someone's got to get some action.
Okay, so up to 20 brownie points.
Oh, yeah. Did anybody do their...
I'm up to 25.
What are they called?
Goals.
Goals, thank you.
I don't know. How did samples. Things go?
Oh, what was yours again?
Science.
All right. I think I got a goal.
Well, what is yours?
Mine is living up to the Ghostbusters I love the most.
And how did you do that?
Capture ghosts.
It's not going to work every week.
Okay. Can it work this week?
Okay.
And I'll think
all right.
I'll think it worked.
Because you're doing Ghostbuster things
every week.
So unless you're going above and beyond.
But I didn't write down anything awesome I did, and I haven't listened to it all the way yet.
And I want you to keep track. Okay, so this goes for everybody, but Don's the only one who's been doing it so far. If you scan something with a PKE, I want you to write down what you scanned.
Okay.
So that way that you can cross-reference it with things in the future.
In all seriousness, does Ed know how to use a PKE meter?
He's never going to have to hold one.
He's had minimal training, okay. Yes.
He's going, ooh, pretty
I
nice.
Know,
he
knows know which way
like, I know how to turn it on.
Well, it saves the data. So as long as you scan something, one of the smarter people can look at it later.
Okay, and the things that go
how
up are not handles, correct?
Right. Don't right. grab those.
Did he say yet?
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
It's they're not like pigtails on a girl's
Yes, I
believe
five.
Are we doing
classy?
Five?
Keep it classy, Kevin.
You're the one who started.
Are we doing five brownie points for doing
five?
Yes.
Cool.
I served humanity.
Sure, but you're going to have to give me more.
Right.
Yes.
How about this? You've advocated for letting the kids run loose in the hotel instead of being trapped with the people that killed and ate them.
They're How's not that humans humanity, anymore.
Yeah, they're being
like
a good person.
Ghostanity?
Ghostanity.
They were humans at some point. I don't know what to tell you. I'm helping you. Stop complaining.
Yeah, he was trying to help. That's true. Yeah.
But I'm going to get the margarine.
How did my date with Jen Umfer go?
Ooh.
I did say I would debrief her the next day over coffee and then maybe lunch and dinner.
That's true. I did forget about that. I was going to make a date chart.
I have a list.
Oh, like
so
a
far.
Random roll
oh,
chart?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I think
oh,
I have a list
totally
of lady loves.
Make a spin wheel and be like, I'll see how the date went.
Oh, my God.
Let's do it.
I'm going to repurpose a Twister board.
Yes, do it.
I'm sure there is.
Except, like, you know, my charm has to come into it. Maybe, like, re-rolls equal to a certain dice or something.
Yeah. And also the ghost die.
Charm is my talent.
I don't want to roll the ghost dice.
Oh, yeah, no, you gotta roll the ghost dice.
Yep. So badly.
If you want to know how your day went, you have to roll the dice.
And she's right, a
so
psychopath.
Am I rolling charm then?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I can't or wait seduce. For one to turn out to be a ghost.
All right, so seduce is...
No, it's a shitload of dice. Seduce. Basically, five, you're not going to fail because of your ridiculous amount of dice. Probably.
But you roll that ghost die.
The ghost die is certainly going to make some fun consequences.
Oh, that's that. Okay. 527.
I would say it went
splendid.
Swimmingly.
Swimmingly. Perfect.
Yes. Where were you taking her?
Olive Garden, obviously.
Because when you're there, you're family.
That's right.
I have yet to learn the area. So I, of course, asked her to guide me around the city and show me the best places to eat, because now I know where to bring other baits.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you tell her that?
No, absolutely not.
No, she rolled well.
She rolled well. Yes.
That would have been a detail mentioned had he gotten a ghost die.
I think next time he has to describe how he thinks the date's going to go, so that when he rolls poorly, you can describe how it
there
went.
There we go.
That's fair. Right. That is definitely fair.
She was very, very charmed, surprisingly, by your breadstick walrus impersonation. Mm.
Who wouldn't be charmed by that? Because I know the fifth loves it when I do that. He comes up, looks at my face, and runs off with my fangs.
Yep. That sounds like something he would do.
Yeah. All right, so that's five.
Yes.
Okay, so the question is now, do I burn them and go to zero brownie points for something else? I think that's a hard no.
If you do that, I will go out of my way to find some reason for
I have,
you to have
I have a good buffer right now. I don't need to raise my stats. I'm good.
Okay, so we're going to pick up about 2 weeks after that first mission.
So that's the 27th.
Yep. So
April.
How have you guys been spending those 2 weeks? I mean, you've been going on smaller calls. You guys haven't gotten anything from the city yet, but you've been going on smaller, like two-man, little tiny hauntings.
All right, question. Mm-hmm. Are you, for things like that, are you just going to say you made X amount of dollars? Because I would like to keep track.
For these ones, you've probably been about breaking even on them. Because they're just small little.
All right, that's
just enough to keep the lights on.
Right. Fun.
That's fine. I want to know like how much roughly we have.
Yeah. Right, because if you're gonna invent things, you got to keep track of.
Yeah,
how much
I want to. I want to know like if I want to do something, I need $5,000 to get it.
Right, and at some point we'll have to figure out just how much the hotel actually costs month to month. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Because you guys are probably definitely in the red at this point. As far as like the hotel goes,
I would say that,
and the video rental service,
which I hope we have an opening day set up. Maybe.
Well, that's up to you. It's how far we'll got.
I will research Big Scissors for a red ribbon.
Oh, okay.
I would say we were the first floor. You said the floor that we're all living on, the first floor of hotel rooms.
Well, some of us.
Sans the fourth.
Right. That is floor is finished. And then the main floor is about half finished.
I would say that we would probably, if it was 2 weeks, we would have spent time
going through,
kind of getting at least the main floor up to date. And Mason would more likely be downstairs in the lab getting that sort of more, at least put together.
Okay. So you've been spending most of your
getting
time
getting a list of things things we might need.
Or working on inventions, maybe?
I don't think we have the capital to do that yet.
Okay, that's her.
I would love to.
He doodles before sleep.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
He has a lovely doodle book.
Yeah, you have a list, don't you? Yeah.
I have
every time I thought of something, I turned to him.
Hold on.
What?
I have more of a list in my phone. I gotta put that in the book.
Can we please just get ear microphones or something? Or
ear microphones.
Yeah, headsets. There we go. That's the word.
They are called.
Oh, I see.
They're the throat mics.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. Sexy.
Oh.
Ed and the fifth would first clean their suite. It's Ed.
Nice.
Would focus on their suite first, as well as the stuff I talked to you about.
Yep.
And then after that's done, they would move on to Cube Breaker Moving Pictures.
Obviously.
And after that, maybe helping clean the rest of the place, if that was done. Maybe. Probably. Maybe not.
Maybe.
Maybe swing.
There will be stuff for you to clean.
I have just cleaned my whole suite and
there
Cube
will
Breaker
be stuff
pictures.
for you to clean.
Maybe I'm busy with cube breaking movies pictures because I have to get the bloodstained couches in and the little viewing booth and all the movies and the books and things like that. I love how no one heard the bloodstained couch part.
Yeah, that was gross.
Oh, yeah, but.
The bloodstained couch.
It's fake.
As long as I don't know how it got bloodstained.
Nothing to worry about.
That's what the homeless man told me.
Sure.
Hobo.
Yeah.
Some poor homeless person.
Would you pay?
No, he's not paying. He's not poor. I gave him money.
For his blood?
No, for the couch.
No, what? I meant for the blood.
No, well.
Yeah, you insanguinated some poor homeless person. Why would I?
No.
Left them dead in the park.
I never said that. These are not my words.
I mean, it is DC.
So right. The other thing that I've been doing over the past 2 weeks is leaving like little things slightly wrong in the original hotel. And I'm trying to attract the pallid butler type and befriend him. Every time I see him fixing something I've done, I'm just going, oh, you're doing such a good job. Like, wow, you do really keep this nice. I appreciate what you do for us. I'm trying to like befriend him a little bit, even though he's quite grumpy with me.
He is quite grumpy with you.
Yeah, but.
Because I'm sure he sees you doing some of this.
And then I'm like, I'm so clumsy.
And actually, you know what? While Mason was not exactly thrilled with the kid ghosts being let free,
I don't know what you're talking about.
He has made like hoops and stuff for them to fly through.
He's so playing they can games.
Have fun. Oh, now you're on board.
Mm-hmm. So they've got you know, think they're not like hamster tunnels because they're not tunnels. They're just like hoops for them to. So they've got like a little thing to fly through and play nice. Around with, and mostly it keeps them busy and keeps them away from him.
I know that they've been
what he wants.
Useful for Ed's fun time.
Oh yes, very
Ed's fun time side project.
Yes,
Josiah and Phyllis,
Josie.
previously, had we decided to be keeping like gear near like the containment unit and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, the expensive stuff's under lock and key. But yeah, we have fakes by the door.
Yeah, to look impressive.
Yeah, I think if there's one thing that John would be doing, it would probably be to actually try and set up some sort of actually like loadout room, because keeping all that stuff near the containment unit might
be utility closet idea.
It's also a big trek too, because you get all the way down to the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
it's nowhere near the door.
He would probably be doing that and probably learning better the layout of DC.
yeah, there's probably some sort of
as that is a militaristic
supply or room or something on the first floor nearby that we can use to store these things.
Well, we can look into converting.
Can we cut a hole in the floor and make a fireman's pole?
Well, yes.
Oh.
I mean,
we totally
to represent.
Yeah.
So,
we absolutely need to do that.
To represent those before us.
Purchased, not renting.
I have a wonderful idea. So you know how we have the fake ones mounted on the wall?
Mm-hmm.
There should be a secret button on each one that we can press. So the fake ones flip backwards and the real ones come out.
Yes, they could just spin. Like
yes, they spin. Shelves. Exactly.
Yeah.
Probably like a hand scanner.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was going to. Like,
retinal.
It needs to be a biometric scan of some sort, right? Because
DNA.
I don't want a little
you
kid
prick
going.
Yourself.
Ooh!
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can't make it a combination. I would never remember that.
Hand scan, biometrics.
He keeps pushing his right hand up. It's your left hand, stupid.
Retinal scan and anal temperature.
I would have programmed both of his hands in just smart. Because.
Yes?
What?
Matt wants to probe us.
Rectal temperature as well.
No!
No.
That sounds uncomfortable.
Hand scan, rectal scan.
And how far do you have to back up into a wall to get it to work?
No.
Nice. Oh, you don't back up.
You lower it onto a probe.
It comes to you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No.
It's kind of like shoots up out of the ground unexpectedly.
Mason and Ben
just
are both very opposed to this.
Ben has no vote.
Just squat a little.
Neither does the Ghostmaster.
I like it. I am very pleased with it. It is a great idea involving butts.
Every time.
All the butts.
But.
Booty. It's been 2 weeks. Could you say that maybe we've gotten at least the main floor cleaned up and half of the second floor?
And our suites?
Or all of the second floor?
The main floor was pretty
I'm talking
done,
about the useful three of us.
Yeah.
Well, you can do whatever you want.
And by
upstairs.
The way, we're going to find Ed for one quarter of the work that
oh,
we
no,
do.
No, 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 no. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
Wait, what?
That's why
I am
done,
not helping.
If we've
I
done
am
the
helping.
Second floor, we've done half of the second floor, he gets the other half.
Oh. I'd accept that. That's fine. He'll get done.
Or other quarter or something.
Okay.
He'll be done. Yeah.
I've also played with Ed the Fifth quite a bit over the past 2 weeks.
I'm sure we all
a big fan, yeah.
And the ghost kids.
Oh, yeah, the ghost kids.
No, usually the
they've
same.
They've been playing with Ed the Fifth.
Yeah, I
well.
Bet.
Yeah.
Under, well, they can play, but possession's only under Ed's supervision.
Yep. Yep.
Or one of these three I would allow after like a day or complaining.
You know what they'd rather possess are squirrels.
We probably have some in pictures? The in
not for long.
Possum, raccoon.
Not skunks though.
I love skunks.
Sure, you guys have some rats down in the basement.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah.
Cockroaches. You
occasionally hear a big cockroach as one goes near the containment field.
Yep.
Will they grow multiple heads if they live near the containment field?
That's a good question.
I mean, we'll have to investigate.
We'll tell.
And if we find them,
I want
them,
to be explicit in that I tell the fifth not to go into the basement.
I'm assuming he smelled the basement when the door was open once and was like, that's not a place for Ed.
Yeah, he probably has like a sixth sense of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of secretly think he's already possessed.
Well, he's far smarter than his owner.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, he's got all the grades. That's why he only had one.
I know, exactly. Yeah. That's like, his nice. Stats are all better than mine.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be real.
Across the board.
I know.
Sixes. Well, you said across. It. Probably. So why you said the it. Dog he has, the he's a cool 11, and you're just borrowing 5.
Exactly.
It's a good question. Probably because he has no thumbs.
I'm willing to overlook that.
Thumbs are essential for the proper use and utilization of Ghostbusters.
He can push out a trap.
No, you're gonna put him on mount back, on his back.
Yeah. 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 On his back, yeah.
Better.
He'd have a hard time getting a tuna can open though.
Tongue switch, you put it right at the top of his nose. So he just for the trap.
Brilliant.
It'll have to come off in the spring though. He has allergies.
Oh. Ed the Fourth thinks he has allergies. He sneezed once.
Sneezed once, like yeah, 3 years
like
ago.
3 years ago. Since then, he's a delicate flower.
Have we heard anything from Ivan Dolphin?
Not yet.
That's what his name
he's been pretty quiet.
Oh, Ivan.
So is the first floor cleaned up, maybe?
Well, you guys are living on the first floor. We'll definitely say you finished up the ground floor.
Okay.
And you've made headway into the second.
Okay.
That's fair.
For you, Ed, your place is, your suite is clean.
Cool.
And you have non-funky smelling bed linens and things like that.
Fabulous.
Plumbing, though, is about 50-50.
Sometimes
it works, sometimes it doesn't.
I would like to convince the children that
and
running through the pipes
it's Mason's fault.
Is a good idea to clean out the pipes.
And what you don't know is that Mason's just turned your water off.
I wouldn't even know that's possible, to be
right.
honest. Yeah.
Right.
That is black magic.
Yeah. That's just mean. That's cold.
It's the voodoo that you do so well.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well. Actually, that's good. That's a good point. Your cold water works.
Yeah, it's cold. No. Yeah. That's fine. He'll just go in his bathrobe and use Mason's shower. Yeah.
That actually sounds like something you would do. Yeah.
I keep my door locked.
Like I don't have a key? The kids also like me better. They'll unlock it for me.
That's very true.
True.
And if Ed said that he knew how to pick locks, would anybody be surprised?
No.
That's
not. He's had to get out of bedrooms when the husbands came home. So
that's true.
Creep level is.
He's a guy dangling off a balcony in his underwear.
Yeah, he also has like cat-like reflexes, so he can drop from an open window and just land.
Yeah,
and he's good. And then he scuttles away.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yes, scuttles.
Scuttles. I like scuttles. Like a crab.
Like a face hugger.
Oh yeah, like that.
And I will have taken some time to see if there's any way that we could put a garage.
Yes.
In the back so that we can pull into the building.
Oh my god. Like
whether
Batman.
Or not we've gotten an estimate we can talk about later, but
I'm assuming that'll cost a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But it is at least we're looking at what would need to figure out a layout of the first floor to sort of figure out how that would work.
Yeah, I tried to find actual plans of the hotel. I did not have any.
The hotel, a little expensive to stay at, by the way. Looked it up.
Yeah, looked up too.
Oh, Matt and I are going to go to D.C. next week, month, possibly.
Oh, cool. Possibly. Stay at the Henley Park?
Nope.
Well, that was the original plan. I was like, hey, one night at the Henley. Nope.
I looked it up. I'm like,
no, well,
Henley Park money Hotel, feel free to cop us some rooms
incentives.
For this. You know, think of all the
yes,
people
we
said
this. If you're hearing this, odds are a lot of your customers probably are too. So,
they all listen to this.
Yeah, every single one of
those
them.
Those upstanding citizens listening
and, to. And if not, we definitely know how to get people to listen to this.
And
we'll just have Don say more dirty things.
Dirty, yeah. More dirty things.
Yeah.
Yep. Every advertiser's dream.
Exactly.
Talk about that.
Filleting the mic.
Yep.
Pretty much.
We're not going to have any advertiser. Condoms.
Condoms.
Brought to you by condoms.
Brought to you by condoms.
WholesaleCondoms.com.
Oh, well, there's your dog bark.
I was going to say, how hard is it to edit out his snoring as he's over there?
Actually, I didn't hear any.
I don't think it's going to pick it up.
I didn't hear the snoring, just his shaking.
Yep.
Oh. And then the ball drop. That was funny. Yeah. Bung, 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 bung.
So yes, if it would be possible, Ed would definitely have opened Kubrick and Moving Pictures within those 2 weeks. But I'm not sure how much time it would take to clean up that room and get the suite.
So. Yeah, probably not enough time for all that. Are you going to apply for a business permit, or are you just opening it?
I have that already.
Oh, do you?
I'm sure
for
I do.
DC?
Yeah, because I have a form bureaucracy. I'm sure I have this. let's see. Okay, come on, please, please, please.
Oh, yes. Yes!
That's a ghost die?
That's an 11 with a ghost.
Well, you found the form, and then you promptly lost the form.
Can he have to do favors for the clerk?
Ed's already doing a lot of favors right now.
I was about to say, we're kind of already doing that. Yeah. You certainly...
The clerk is Ethel. She's 78.
Well, you hit on her. Ethel. As you normally do.
Ethel, yes.
Yep, you hit on Ethel. Ethel's not as old as she sounds, though. But Ethel
just a hot
is more interested in Frankie than in Ed.
Oh, my.
Oh, well, that can be arranged.
So she is not interested and is holding up your permit.
I'd like to go to Frankie's room. Frankie. Francis. Francis, I can hear you.
Well, shit.
Francis,
no, when you
please.
Say nobody's home, people know that you're home.
Yes.
Hi. would you possibly do me a favor in exchange for like a solid 5% shareholder stake of Kubrick and Moving Pictures?
I mean, that's pretty good if he makes money. Just make sure that that 5% stake doesn't mean that you owe money when he does badly.
Yeah, no, it's only a positive side.
I think I'm going to need 10%.
Oh, she's a shark.
And it's not really a negotiation.
Fine, but you have to work shifts.
Oh, I'm totally cool with that.
Okay.
I'm like a giant nerd. It'll be just like Uncle Ray.
Except with movies.
Yeah, I can install a little book area.
Perfect. Ed pulls out the form. He already has it set up. He flips through. You see them listed at like 5%, 10%, 15%, and 20%. And he pulls out the 10.
Oh.
And it's like, yes, if you could just sign right there at the bottom.
I feel like I could have done better.
It's too late now. Oral agreements, binding.
You could just grab the 20.
20? Can I do that with my moves?
Yeah, totally.
It would be opposing. It would be an opposed, yeah. So moves versus moves.
What is ghost die for this?
Uh-huh.
Oh, of course.
Where's my ghost die?
You have to have the potential of failing miserably.
Oh, moves is 5.
Math is hard for some people.
Oh, fudge.
That's just not as great as...
Oh, fudge.
9... 18.
13. All right, 10% signing.
Kind of like
so
snatch
tall.
Them and tuck them in my back pocket. That's
she,
a good
She
good
probably
process.
Thought like, she jumped got for it. The 20... She's like, and signed it, and then looks at it and goes, oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah, I know that's
See, legit. You should have rolled a ghost. That would have made you sound the 5.
Bitch. That would have been really shitty.
All right, great. I'll need you to meet Ethel at, what restaurant did Jen Umfer bring me to?
Oh my God, I have to like go and meet Ethel.
What?
Oh no, you're going on a date with
What style of food Apple. Do you think she would have brought you to?
What style of food do you think Ethel would have been into?
Oh my
have I met
God!
Ethel in person, like give me some deets.
she is.
Oh, I got
a
it.
Woman.
Line dancing. You're gonna take her out to line dancing and a martini bar.
Way to not be a stereotype, Ethel.
That's okay. I was thinking of like the Golden Corral.
Wow, you're cheap.
Yeah. So yes, tonight.
No, I said she's not old.
She's not. She just sounds old because of all the.
She has an old name, and
no, she just has
I do
old
like
name.
The name.
She has,
oh,
old
is she
name.
Hot?
Well,
I haven't met
raspy.
Her yet. This is exciting.
I don't know. Have I seen her?
But yeah. She
oh, what,
denied
how did she look?
You were hitting on her, and she denied you. So.
Yeah. Okay. But she hot?
She's at least a cute.
Okay, that's. Good.
I think I'm going to be delightfully surprised.
A solid cute.
Oh, okay. So yes, that's tonight at 7.
All sure. Right.
And don't be fashionably late. That's not. It's not fashionable to be late. And I'm gonna have to like get you ready, so just keep that in mind. I have to approve what you're wearing.
No, Ethel likes me for me, and you can buzz off now. Bye.
She only likes you because she just happened to see our picture on the billboard, and so.
So she likes her in uniform. Oh,
that's a good point. Yes, yes.
I'll wear a suit.
Actually, you know what? Maybe we should just make this a double date. That way, I just keep an eye on you. Mm-mm, I don't know how. Mm-mm. Are you sure you can handle this?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, that's good, because otherwise you're a 10% investor if you don't succeed on this. So that's goodbye. Good. And I'm just gonna turn in.
God, he's gone.
You also didn't read the fine print on how many hours you have to work. It's quite a large number.
I'm gonna buzz off like half of them. Sorry, I'm feeling sick.
Get the kids to cover it.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the ghost alarm? Gotta go.
Ed the Fifth covers all most of the
the Frankie.
He's probably better.
The shifts.
Because he's just going to be cute. Like when they say, oh, they put the guy puts him back, and he's like, hmm. Well, like, oh, we'll take it.
You just have a sign on the wall that says how much a movie is per night, and a little box where they can put the money in, and if someone tries to sneak out without paying,
No.
Yeah, he probably just sleeps by the door and make sure no one steals. Let's be fair. That's true.
Or well, it depends. Not every customer is going to fall for the sad dog.
That's true. He might be an ankle
biter. Some of them need to be growled at.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He should have a sign. He sits by the front of the door, have a sign saying, tell me what kind of movie you like. And they'll get helmet genre. And oh my God, Grim, is that you? That smells awful.
Please ask for recommendations.
Yeah. And he'll take them around. And if they try to walk out without paying, he'll just bite them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did he just blow us all out?
It's really bad. It's super bad.
I'm just going to cover up now.
Not over here. He's very old. He is rotting on the inside.
Oh, poor Grimmy. Oh, God. Say it when.
Did you even smell it? Or are you just covering
I'm just
up?
I did.
This is prophylactic.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. So, yeah.
For those of you listening at home, we all have our faces covered at this point.
Yes, they are all children and can't act like adults around a dog.
It smells bad.
It's a dog fart.
I wake up to this most nights with Murphy because she'll put her ass in my face for some reason and just toot all night.
At least your face is always warm.
I don't know how she does it, because I sometimes wake up when she moves at night, and she always falls asleep with her head next to mine, but then I will always wake up in the morning with her butt in my face.
Murphy is a dog.
Just so you know.
Yes, I should be clear. Yeah. This is my dog, Murphy, not my significant other.
Why on earth would you have corrected me?
Who's attractive and likely does not fart in his face.
It. Yeah. Also, Murphy is a girl, if that matters, because most people do get that confused.
Like Murphy Brown, duh.
Yeah.
So when I looked up online how to get podcast listeners, it specifically said talk about dog farts.
Yeah.
That was number one.
Oh, really?
We are nailing it.
That's
one,
weird.
Two, and three, right?
Yeah.
Sitting on a gold mine.
We are good at this.
It's too bad we didn't have a mic. We didn't have Grimm's butt's microphone.
No.
Yep.
Yet.
Yet.
Someday podcasts will have a scent option.
No.
We can capture this magic.
I really hope.
No.
I imagine a lot of podcasters.
Just a prop comes up on your horrible computer.
I think smell-o-vision. Came out before 3D vision, and it is bombed because no one wanted to smell what was in a movie.
Didn't they make a sniff? Wasn't there like a game or something like that? They did that too.
Well, for Ghostbusters 2, they actually did release a scratch and sniff card that you're supposed to scratch and sniff as you're watching it.
That's really weird.
snorting stuff. Also, I hadn't seen Ghostbusters 2 before, and I had to watch it before our second game. And
did you love it?
It was good.
You need to watch it with us.
Okay, because I'm sure it's one of those movies that'd be better with commentary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because I was somewhat underwhelmed.
Yeah, the second one isn't as great.
No. We watched the first one with the kids.
Oh,
they loved it.
Oh, yes. My nephews love it a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters.
Eventually he'll be old enough and I'll run a Ghostbusters game for him. And he'll be like, you're such a nerd, Pop. I'm like,
I'm sorry, old enough for your kind of games, like turning 18, like, because...
Yeah.
Kevin.
Was it the Army Man?
The Army Man, the abortion joke. We should probably just never talk about that.
I like the abortion.
Can we cut this part out? We should just never...
The Army Man was... I was really proud of that.
That was one of my very favorites. Good. It creeped me the fuck out. And the baby bottle dripping like acid or something.
Oh, this was last time.
That was not good.
Oh, yeah. Quirk was high. So. I was a little drunk. Working
so,
on
it. Yeah. But getting back on track.
Getting ready for the date.
Yes, Ed will definitely be keeping an eye out for...
Would you like to do the date now, or do you want to save that for the end? And we'll circle back to it.
No, we can do the date. Have you been
paying attention at all?
Yeah, we can do the date. I'm dating right now. I'm at the date.
Well, then you have to roll a cool.
She said to her husband.
I have a plus in charm.
Whatever, she's allowed to date women.
And I'm totally trying to charm her. So I mean, five.
Obviously.
Can I give her some tips or something? Nope. Like for a boost die or something? Can I give, oh, wait, can you give do her? That?
Just the tip. Also, I'm a real big fan of how long you shake dice for.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's nice.
I think he'd just like you to unbutton a couple buttons.
Hey, Ethel.
Math.
15.
Real tough, huh?
I got distracted as to where they were. 15. No ghost die. Do you want me to shake them more?
Nope. The date went really, really well. I would actually like you to describe Ethel based on the amount of women that normally hit on you. Yes.
I get some attractive women who hit on me. I'm not going to lie.
That's why you're describing her.
So I...
Yeah, because look at the table. How many of us have been hit on by women?
Because if you
I'll
do
be honest,
it,
I've been hit on by more men than by women.
Yeah, don't. Because if you do it and it's
can
sexist,
just at least
it doesn't
go
matter. If I do it and it's sexist,
no,
then I'm going to get the hate that I rightly deserve.
So,
yeah.
Ethel was kind of a delightful little surprise. I came in and she was a cute little package. She had adorable short black hair, kind of pixie-ish.
I'm going to make you remember this, too.
For the record, I never want
I have somebody in mind that I'm
cute.
All right.
She had big eyes like Bambi.
Bambi the stripper or Bambi the deer?
The deer.
Okay.
Like really sweet, kind of a Disney princess look. She was kind of...
I thought that'd be Thumper, though.
Yeah,
I don't. Right, I can't wait to listen back to what they're saying.
Thumper.
Not on the first date.
We're talking about Bambi.
Oh. She is wearing a very cute gingham dress.
Okay.
I have is no idea style? What that means.
Yeah, picnic table, red
picnic
checkered.
Picnic table, red
that's,
checkered.
That's gingham.
Dress. Sure. With some very fashionable hipster shoes. She's
not
actually...
Not saddle shoes?
She's actually really smart, but she pushes people off a lot as a clerk, and it's hilarious. She kind of acts like she works with DMV.
Do hipsters still exist in 2024?
Do they ever
yeah,
go
who do you think goes to Cube Breaker Moving Pictures? Let's be real.
Poor college kids.
Hipsters.
Pirating is still cheap.
Well, we're going to have to come up with a new name, fair. But she's like an old school hipster, which I remember when I was younger.
Okay.
Yeah.
It harkens you back to your
it
youth.
It harkens me back to my youth. My youth. My further youth. I'm still young. Shut up.
All right. So yeah, your date
we
went
a lovely
very
time.
Well. You
yeah.
had a lovely time. You went to dinner.
I paid.
How classy.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the gentleman.
Yeah. Who led when you guys were dancing?
She knew how to do it. Oh. That was her choice. I had never been line dancing before, but I loved the flourishing.
That's right. I forgot you said you went line dancing.
Yeah. Yeah. That was Ethel's
he
choice.
Said
yep.
It was yep, surprisingly fun. It was like oh, more of a modern version of line dancing, so it was a little cooler.
So the Macarena.
Yeah. That came modern out in like 93.
There's a modern version of
I thought it was like 96.
There is actually. It's actually modern.
Macarena. I was coming over from Hawaii.
Square dancing, because Ryan used to go to that too.
Yeah. So, well, okay. Yeah. So, yeah.
I got this idea because I'm like,
so
Ryan told me about
line dancing and square dancing. Is going to have to like send in like
yeah, a bio.
A bio clip.
Oh, yeah. That's
audio
fair.
Bio clip.
Hi, yeah. Ryan.
Penis.
I don't know.
What?
They're drunk.
We'll find out.
Oh, yeah.
Did Don fart?
I did not.
Why are you guys so red?
It's the way Ben looks at me.
Wow.
I thought you heard me.
No, but I know what happened now.
What happened?
You'll have to send us a private version of this one just so we know what's happening.
I know. It's not like they're going to get away with anything. It's being recorded.
He's whispering.
That's
it
why
to you.
I did it.
Yeah.
It's even funnier. Just look the way
actually, that's
no
a great idea. We should just like whisper things so that no one's going to hear at the table, but Matt will hear when he's recording it. When he's going
kill
on,
your
yeah.
friends.
If there's anything that's super funny, yeah, I'm just going to cut those and keep them.
Yep. You'll stitch them all together and make a whole right, episode out
so
of it.
It could be a lot of awkward ones of where
okay,
I'm laughing and going,
did we
say all right, penis?
No.
You just went, all right, penis.
Bloody catch.
I don't think I said penis. I might have. I wouldn't doubt it. I did say all right. I don't remember what I said after that. It just happens sometimes. Like, honestly, I'm not used to not having Jose next to me sometimes. So I'll be, like, working. I'll get frustrated. I'll
say penis extra because you miss Jose? I don't understand.
No, because I would just say big old penis sometimes. Big old I'm frustrated. Because Jose said it once, and I said it more to mock him, and I just do it now, and I'll say big old penis while I'm editing photos, and my dad be like, what did you just say? I'm like, nothing? I said nothing.
I think that's the best part. Yeah. You say that next to your father, big old penis. What?
Well, it's hard to explain. It's like, yeah, I'm frustrated. It's like, but why would you? I'm like, don't even. It doesn't make any sense. I know it doesn't make any sense.
He's trying to figure out if Jose ruined you.
Yeah, it's just a big old, penis.
How much lube you got, it's still a big old penis.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay. Did we get the business license?
Let's
get back on track. Business license.
Oh, Ethel and I had a great time.
Yeah, you had a great time. Oh, it depends. She said at the end of the date, in a much cuter than it will come out of my voice way, that this is the license is contingent on a second date. But in a cute sort of way.
Okay.
Not in a flirty, sleazy, matte sort of way.
Yeah. Slinging back and forth.
Exactly. Well,
obviously, I actually think she's quite charming.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. You can't take that out on the DM who is not charming.
I'm going to try not to look at you then.
Yes.
My characters are more charming than I am, I swear.
All right. Yeah. Ethel, we can attest to that.
Yeah.
She squees. Because hipsters squee.
We make another
can you
date?
Squee for us? Or is this like the squelching?
I don't literally think I can.
Do it. Come on. Just try. Please, Pat. Right.
Squee.
No, there we go. That's better. That's the bellhop squeeing.
It's like splorch.
Yep, splorch.
It's just not a sound I can physically make.
We promptly make a date to rent bikes and take a little tour of the city.
That is very specific.
Yeah, I know. I'm very romantic.
I sincerely hope that this ghost I rolled just leads to a campaign-long relationship for Francis.
Aww. Huh?
Yep. Probably be the best die result ever.
That'd be really fun. Yeah. Yep. All from a ghost die.
All from ghost die.
And once Ethel's on my side, she won't be on your side.
I don't need her on my side until I get that license.
Until you need her for other licenses, maybe?
I don't need her licenses. There.
Renewals.
Oh, she's my friend at the government.
Yep. It's always good to have governmental contacts.
Yeah.
I get back to the hotel and I gush.
That's good because Ed's waiting.
Yeah,
in the
he's
lobby.
Like a girl.
You mean.
He's been pacing the whole night
of hearing
downstairs.
Well, the fifth is waiting next to me.
I give the fifth a lot of love. Tell him how great it was.
Yeah, we're both pacing by the door because it's way past when we thought she'd be back.
I look at Ed the fourth and say, she might do it. Good night.
I imagine Ed the fifth looks up the clock every now and then and goes,
I know, Ed. Yeah.
I kind of wish Ed the fifth had a little watch on his paw now.
Oh, yeah.
A swatch.
Ed the Fifth is too classy for a swatch. He'd have a Rolex. Yeah. Also, it's canon that he has doggy Armani suits. Just saying.
Oh, my.
I can't wait. We're going to require
gonna be
pictures
so cute.
Of this.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right. Was there anything else you guys wanted to cover over the next 2 weeks, or can I start reading from the paper now?
No, let's get going.
Yeah.
Please.
So you've been out on several smaller calls for Class 1 or Class 2 spirits. There was a talking car.
Ooh.
And there was a house with some nice slime-oozing walls.
What color?
Pink.
The house was pink?
No.
No, the ooze.
Oh,
yes.
No, what color slime. Was the house?
Oh, well, pink by the time you got there.
Oh, so it's fine. No one can tell.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Afterwards, it looked to be a nice mauve.
Huh. Hey, slightly.
Isn't that a TV show?
That's mauve.
Harold and Maude.
I think that's what he said. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Yep. That's definitely what I said. Yeah. All in all, it's been pretty slow going as far as the ghost busting is concerned. You guys have kept busy otherwise.
Jagging it.
Lots and lots of jagging.
Except filleting the microphone.
I didn't fillet the microphone.
Oh, sorry. I thought you
wow, I can't believe how much you can fit. That's amazing.
And he can still talk, too. Real trick.
Yeah, I can.
Cannon. So this has given you plenty of time to work on the hotel and your gear, as well as all of your other side gigs. Look pointedly at Ed.
Oh, you have something for me?
No.
Oh.
Sorry, bud.
So as you guys are around and working on the hotel itself, Jose hits the call button. So your phones start to go off wildly, vibrating and flashing, and the two ghost children go flying up and down the hallways. Wee-oo, you gotta be doing it wrong. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Seems legit.
Lots of that.
I like how you can pretend to be a child better than
it's like so easy.
Yeah. No, that's
it's
just
not
like
a stretch.
His other personality.
It's not out of character.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Pretend.
Yeah, so Mason like drops what he's doing and runs to the front desk.
Yo, what time of day is this? Depends on where Ed's gonna be.
Late morning.
Okay. Ed was about to go to sleep, but he can make it downstairs.
Is this nap or for the night?
Probably nap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice of you to take time out of your busy nap schedule to come downstairs.
Well, he was up all night working on the rental studio and room area thing. The four walls that make up Kubrick Moving Pictures.
As the kids fly up and down the hallway and in and out of the rooms, they are splorching everywhere. Every time they go through anything, they leave a nice little ecto. That's what splorching is. Jose is standing behind the front desk. Beside him, his fingers shoved deep into his own large ears, is the bellhop. He's looking frustrated and annoyed, as usual.
Have I learned his name yet?
Santa.
Was it Santa?
Yeah.
Oh. No. It's not. That was not my character.
I don't know. I feel like the way you described your character, that was. That's the...
Oh, God, Graham, come on.
That's the Ed and Frankie dynamic.
That is the Ed. Unless I know their name and then I correct them.
So as the last of you approaches, Jose switches the alarm off.
Ooh.
And your phone's finally stopped vibrating.
What's up, Jesus?
Jose.
Well,
jalapeno.
We've had several calls. We've had about 6 or 7 calls from residents in Eckington. Weird, because they're just reporting a hole in the road.
Like a sinkhole?
A pothole?
Wouldn't they call the city for that?
I think those are called sewer drains, actually.
Highway?
I don't get it either. But we also have a call from Ivan.
Ooh.
Our first call from Ivan. He says that Senator Rourke has a bit of a haunting. Those were his exact words. Followed quickly by, we better get our asses over there and deal with it. He used some other colorful words. I don't want to say them.
Okay.
Like red and green or
do we have an, address for that, Jose?
More colorful.
Periwinkle.
Oh, mauve.
Yes.
Ooh. Mauve. Okay.
He gives you
side note, would our car have a GPS in it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
If not, you guys can always use your cell phone.
It totally does.
It's an Escalade. Okay.
Well, I was about to say, Brad, you tell me, GPS. You're the car guy. Does it have an actual GPS?
What did we just...
My Jeep has a GPS.
An Expedition, I think. A Ford Expedition.
I thought we were thinking of an Excursion. And
Excursion,
then we were
that's right,
else.
Yeah.
Ford I thought that's what you went
with. The Excursion?
Okay.
Yeah.
The Excursion probably wouldn't have a built-in.
That's true. That it was from 06.
06, 07. So, no, I probably didn't have a built-in one, but...
All right, that's fine. We'll just use our phones. That's fine. Okay.
In comparison from the sinkhole to wherever this blah, blah, blah of Senator Rourke, like, how far apart are they?
Different ends of the city.
Of course.
Well, I am obviously best equipped to deal with, you know, the upper echelons of society, so I can handle Mr. Roosie.
If we're gonna all
Senator
go, we're Rourke? Gonna all
that's what I said.
If we're gonna do the senator, we're gonna all do the senator because if we're gonna we want to all be there.
Phrasing.
Yeah, I don't think he's into that. He has a wife.
She's cool.
If we're going to go to the senator's house, we're all going to the senator's house.
Oh, okay.
So okay,
all right, I'll go grab the fifth then. Ed,
five,
boy.
5 minutes back down here, gear on. Ready? Go.
Yeah.
Go.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do.
Ed just goes into a supply closet and comes out in his fluorescent green jumpsuit.
Ed the fourth.
Oh, okay.
Also, when I refer to the Ed the fifth, I'll probably just say the fifth.
The fifth.
Because it would be easier than saying Ed the fifth the entire time. You must say Ed the fourth, but Ed the fifth can just be called the fifth. It is pretty stately for him, I think.
I'm just going to call him Junior.
That does not apply. No. He doesn't respond to that.
Close.
He won't respond to it.
I'm not talking to the dog. To the dog.
He doesn't appreciate that.
His feelings are not my concern.
John likes bacon. Wait,
so let me get this straight. You don't want to be friends with the fifth?
John gives fifth bacon when you're not looking.
Yeah.
Fifth likes John.
And brownies.
John's a man's man.
Oh, that explains the dog farts.
Yeah.
He's been getting into the chocolate.
In any case, Ed has stashed jumpsuits throughout the apartment.
Yes. Yeah.
That way he's not left having to ruin another good suit.
That sounds right.
Yes. Oh, to be clear, he is commando under this one.
I'm glad that we're clear about that. Everyone else? Will we be wearing clothing underneath our jumpsuits?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
John? Clothing under your jumpsuit?
Yeah.
That was a yes.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be a lot.
We're going to, Mason's going to go change into his stuff, come downstairs. Or actually, I guess maybe he'll go down. Everyone goes downstairs. There's like a makeshift sort of changing rooms.
Right, because you're that lock room where you were going to put the stuff. Clearly, you guys haven't.
Yeah, so we all
gotten around to that. Certainly not to the biometric screening portion of the lock.
So all of us except Ed have gone downstairs to get dressed, grab our gear, and go upstairs.
Did you at least follow them down to get the gear after you got dressed?
Yeah. Okay. I actually, by the time I got down there, I forgot I stashed a jumpsuit in here too, as well.
At least one.
Well, I have one for me.
Jumpsuits down there.
Yeah, I have one for me, the backup for me, and then one for the fifth.
Okay.
I get the fifth ready to go as well.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
He said everyone's going.
So. Does he have his own jumpsuit?
I said everyone's.
Why wouldn't he? He doesn't fit in mine.
I didn't know if it was a full jumpsuit.
Is it the same color?
Of course.
Okay.
Like, we're Eds. We are a place apart.
Oh, dear.
A different level, if you will.
So off to Senator Bork's house.
And then we'll catch the sinkhole on the way back.
Fall in. So, you know, whatever.
I still think it's just a sewer drain. Some people are just not smart.
Why are they calling us?
People aren't smart.
Yeah. Uh-huh. People aren't smart.
Well, first things first, Ivan specifically told us to get over to a senator's house.
Let's go!
I believe these senators...
Priorities, I understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they really call the whale? It doesn't seem this big. Like, why would a senator call him?
So, we're on our way to Senator Rourke's house.
This has been the Ectocast. Ed the Fourth was played by Kevin, John was played by Brad, Mason was played by Ben, and Frankie was played by Don. The Ghostmaster was Matt. The Ectocast can be found on Twitter at Ectocast and on the web at sagagames.studio. Intro music is Nowhere to Hide by Steve Combs, and the outro music is Joker by Six Umbrellas. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.org.